The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
For Pat today, September is Skincare Awareness Month. And it's a pleasure to welcome back to the studio Professor Nicola Ralph, Nikki as we know her, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists here in Dublin. Okay, in terms of general preventative optimal skincare, give us kind of the top three things that people should do.
So number one, I'm going to sound like a broken record, is use sunscreen. 80 to 90% of your wrinkles come from the sun, and obviously all the aging that we see, the brown marks on our face, the broken capillaries, and then the risk of skin cancer. So if you could incorporate that into a basic skincare routine, that would be step number one. And then to cleanse your face, particularly at the end of the day. Not everyone has time to do it twice a day, but all of the dirt, the bacteria, the dead skin cells, they all build up as the day goes on. So to take that away with a gentle creamy cleanser at night, and to moisturise overnight, particularly as we approach the winter months now, because we're going to get less humidity, more central heating, and we're all going to dry out. And we do most of our skin repair overnight. So a nice heavy moisturiser for the winter months overnight.
And what's wrong with soap and water?
The good old-fashioned soap and water. There's nothing wrong with it for people who have, you know, normal to essentially oily skin. But if you've got dry skin, soaps will tend to have a lot of extra ingredients, including added fragrances, which sometimes can just irritate people and dry them out. So it's not suitable for every skin type, especially if you've got eczema.
Okay, what is rosacea?
So rosacea is the curse of the Celts. It affects fair-skinned Irish people. So about 10% of Irish adults will suffer with it. Normally presents, you know, in your 30s and 40s. And it is essentially, you know, unfortunately people get it wrong where they go to the pharmacy and they say they have spots, because it can present as tiny little red spots or little pustules or whiteheads on the cheeks and the nose. So they go to the acne section of the pharmacy and start putting on all of the anti-acne products. But this can actually make it worse. So there's a skin barrier dysfunction. So you have to get your basic skincare right and to moisturise. It can be triggered by the sun, so we would like people to use a sunscreen. And then some people have triggers such as alcohol, spicy food. If they feel hot, if they get out of a hot shower, they go red so they can flush. So,
and is it all over your body or just your face?
No, just your face. So predominantly central face, nose and cheeks, but it can be centre chin, centre forehead as well.
Okay. What is celiac acid?
Azelaic acid?
Yeah.
So this is a cream that we would use. We can use it for a variety of conditions such as rosacea and acne. I don't use it an awful lot unless my patients are pregnant, because it's suitable during pregnancy. So if they have a breakout of acne or rosacea, it's one that is safe to use twice a day during pregnancy.
Acne, it's a very serious problem for those who suffer. It comes on at puberty or in your early adult years. Is it preventable?
It's not preventable. So there's a genetic predisposition to acne. And as you said, puberty is when it hits for most. So about 85 to 90% of teenagers will suffer with some form. Now, majority, thankfully, are mild. But for some teenagers, they do get severe acne, which can result in scarring. So for anyone who's listening, if you think that your acne is scarring, head straight to the GP, because the over-the-counter topical creams are just not going to be sufficient and you will need some medical treatment.
Okay. Eczema. Discuss in terms of how prevalent it is, the symptoms, like is it just a rash and flaky skin, or can it get, if you don't treat it, will kind of get out of control?
Yeah, so this is really common. So about 1 in 5 Irish children will suffer with mild, moderate or severe eczema, and then about 10% of Irish adults. And there can be a period where you grow out of it, you know, as a teenager, and then all of a sudden it can come back again as an adult. So it's a skin barrier dysfunction, and your skin is essentially leaky. So you're losing your water. So it's called transepidermal water loss. And then because your barrier is dysfunctional, other things can get in more easily and irritate the skin. So most commonly people will notice it in the body folds, like the crook of your arm, the backs of your knees, but it can present in different ways depending on your age. But the most important thing is to moisturise. And then obviously if it's more severe, you'll need to attend your GP for some topical therapies to start off with.
So there's no tablets for it, you just get creams?
Oh, we have a huge amount of treatment now. So things have really changed. Even in the last 5 years, we have lots of oral therapies, biologic injectable therapies, and now newer drugs called JAK inhibitors. So it's, the landscape for treatment has really changed in the recent past.
Talk me through dermatitis.
So dermatitis is just inflammation of the skin. So atopic dermatitis is the proper name for eczema. We just use the term eczema more commonly. But there's irritant dermatitis if you've, you know, put the wrong products on too much, too often. There's an allergic contact dermatitis if you have an allergy to something you put on your skin. So it's just a kind of a catch-all phrase for inflammation of the skin.
Okay. And is there neurodermatitis?
Yes, there is. So that's when people are essentially really, really itchy and they keep scratching. So we don't always figure out what started in the first place, but people have this desire to scratch and pick, and they can actually scar their skin because they're picking the skin that deeply.
Okay. If you want to get your questions in, please do so. And some have gone, can sunscreen be tough on your skin?
No, I mean, there are certain sunscreens. We have chemical sunscreens and physical sunscreens. So for some people who are really, really sensitive, they might have eczema-prone skin. Sometimes the chemicals can irritate them. So they might be better off using a physical-only sunscreen that contains zinc, which has anti-inflammatory properties. But for the most part, majority of people tolerate sunscreen. But there's lots of different brands that do physical-only sunscreen.
Hi, Ivan. My daughter has been diagnosed with benign tumours of the sebaceous gland. She has on her chin and neck. She was referred to plastic surgery department, but they don't do laser treatment. Can your guest advise on where she can get treated?
So this is a difficult one without seeing someone, because there's lots of different benign type of tumours that you can get, and sometimes they are associated with syndromes. But yes, some of them can be treated with a CO2 laser, but for the most part, they're in private system in Ireland.
Okay, so you need to see a specialist about that. Here's one I can relate to. Anything I can do for a double chin?
There is. Now,
I would have thought weight loss would be one of the things, no?
Yeah, no, we would suggest to people that they would, you know, try and get to the weight that they want to be. But then if they still have an issue where there's just excessive skin below the chin, you can do freezing. So cryolipolysis is the proper name. So you essentially, if you can suck it into the little machine, we can freeze away the fat cells and then they disappear. So,
and is that a permanent solution or will it come back again?
No, it is a one treatment, but essentially your fat cells that you have are the fat cells you have for life, and the reason that we put weight on is because those cells just expand. But if you freeze them away, then they're gone for good.
Okay, that would that be expensive?
There, it depends on where you're having it done. So some people are having it done for the tummy, you know, but it's going to be in the hundreds to into the early thousands.
What's the best over-the-counter treatment for thinning hair for a female?
So over-the-counter, you can get topical minoxidil, and 5% is preferable. So you can buy 2% and 5% over-the-counter, but 5% works better.
Right. Does your guest have any recommendations for a three-year-old with, and that's the word I haven't heard before,
Dermatographia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not a pediatric dermatologist, but this is when if you scratch at the skin or if you put pressure on the skin, like a tight close at the band of your socks, you get a hive-like mark, and you can use antihistamines to treat this.
Okay. Yeah. And people who have allergic reactions and say hay fever and dust mites and all that, is there a commonality that you'd be more prone to skin or are skin standalone?
No, they go together. So if you are prone to asthma, eczema and hay fever, they go together. We call it the atopic triad. So even if one of your family members has one of them, there's a higher instance that, you know, your children might have one of them as well.
Now, you again, where they get the pronunciation, azelaic acid is better for redness or acne?
Azelaic acid can be used for acne and rosacea. But if somebody's flushing with their redness is because their blood vessels are dilating up, they're much better off having IPL, which is intense pulse light, because that shrinks down the capillaries more permanently.
Okay. Does hyaluronic acid help with eczema?
Hyaluronic acid is a natural moisturiser that's in our skin. And yes, if you've got it on your face, you know, it's a hydrating ingredient. But there are better moisturisers than just hyaluronic acid if you've got eczema.
Okay. Finally, I'm prone to acne. I have oily skin. What type of face wash works best without drying out my skin?
So normally I'd say to people to use a creamy cleanser about 5 nights of the week. And then if you've got acne, oily prone skin, you want to add in a beta hydroxy acid, which is salicylic acid, but only 2 nights of the week to deeply cleanse the pores. Otherwise, you're going to dry it excessively.
Right. Now, myself, I get my own issue in. So I'm washed out. I'm a crusty and I'm nearly done for. And I have these black rings under my eyes. because, you know, I'm reading the whole time, I'm working late and so on. What's the cause of that? People say, oh, did you get a black eye? And I said, no. So what's the cure for that?
So as we get older...
Is it just being self-indulgent? Just live with it. Suck it up, Ivan.
No, there's things we can do. So unfortunately, your skin gets thinner as you get older and then your blood vessels are more easily seen in the very thin skin around the eyes. And that's why when the light shine across it, it looks like a kind of a grey black circle. So anything you can do to thicken the collagen. So if you just want to start with creams, you can use retinoid creams that will stimulate collagen and thicken up the skin. And if you're happy to have some intervention, my favourite in that area would be polynucleotides, which are marine-derived DNA, which are injected into the area. And
it's a bit of a filler.
Not a filler, but more boosting your skin, stimulating your own collagen.
Would that be injections? Injections.
But we give you numbing cream. It's okay, Ivan. Oh. You okay?
Professor Nikki Ralph, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists in this Skincare Awareness Month. Thank you indeed for joining me in studio and being so ambidextrous to cover every conceivable skin complaint on the hoof, as it were.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.